Israeli President Shimon Peres expressed support for anti-government demonstrations in Iran.
Let the young people raise their voice for freedom, for a positive policy. Let the Iranian women, who are a very courageous group of people, voice their thirst for equality, for freedom.
Peres, whose office is ceremonial, said he hopes the demonstrations will bring down the Islamist Iranian regime, which Israel believes is seeking nuclear weapons.
And I really don't know what will disappear first, their enriched uranium or their poor government. Hopefully the poor government will disappear.
Other Israeli officials have refrained from praising the demonstrations against President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's disputed election victory because they believe that even if defeated candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi were president, Iran would continue its quest for a nuclear bomb that would threaten the existence of the State of Israel.
Unfortunately, at the moment, building nuclear weapons is a given.
Israeli analyst Dan Shiftan says Mousavi might have more success in convincing the West that Iran's nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. On the other hand, he says, the world understands the threat posed by incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and that serves Israel's interests.
Everything evil and repulsive about the Iranian regime is reflected in the personality of Ahmadinejad. So in that context, he's better for Israel.
Many Israeli observers believe that with the current leadership in power in Iran, Israel can make a stronger case for economic sanctions and possibly military action against Iran. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.